Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. Happy Thursday. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, and we like to talk to her to get a preview of what's in the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, well, we have got a very full paper this week. Unfortunately, we've got some bad news. There was a Gulf Breeze High School graduate from 2025 who was arrested, and he is charged with 23 counts of child sexual abuse material. Very, very tragic. And he is the son of the Gulf Breeze Elementary School assistant principal. And a lot of people are very upset because they say that while he was under investigation, he was allowed to come and walk the halls, which is a senior graduation tradition where they walk the halls of the elementary schools, local elementary schools, in their caps and gowns. And his mother Shirley knew that he was under investigation, but allowed access to young children. Of course, I'm sure he was supervised, but they are up in arms. There will be a school board meeting today at 9 a.m. In Milton. Of course, we will be there covering it, and we know that a lot of people are upset because the code of conduct does say that if someone is convicted, but it does not have any provision in there if someone is accused.
Yeah.
So I think there is a loophole there that we really need to consider closing.
Yeah, and you know, obviously the question of as his mom and what did she know, when did she know, what did she allow, is this a violation? You know, it looks outrageous in retrospect, and it's very understandable why parents are upset, but that's why the school board's going to talk about it. And as I understand, Dr. Barber is going to be meeting with parents tomorrow and maybe today and tomorrow or tomorrow Monday, I forget which, but is going to be meeting with people to talk with to answer their concerns about all this, right?
That's what we have been told, yes.
Yeah.
Through the public information officer. Yeah.
Okay.
And of course, Mrs. McChesney is on administrative leave.
Right.
So right now she will not be at the school. They have appointed a temporary assistant principal. I believe Ms. Luter is going to be the assistant principal. With school starting Monday, you know, this could not have happened at a much more inopportune time. They are trying to get everything ready and get school started on time. So I'm sure this is just another one of those things that you just have to work through
in
class on Monday.
Absolutely. And in other sort of unsavory school related news or kid related news, anyway, we have a soccer coach being accused of a student relationship. Is that right?
Yes, we do. At Gulf Breeze High School. And again, this situation began, you know, earlier in the year, and the arrest did not happen until July 29th. A soccer coach, this girl's soccer team, has been arrested for having a sexual relationship with a minor. And that is under investigation. She's on administrative leave. She was a hospitality teacher at Gulf Breeze High School. But again, this investigation started back in the spring. And so, you know, she was still at school. And I think that after she became under investigation, she's being accused of getting a burner phone for her teenage friend and trying to hide the relationship. So that just makes it much worse. So, the school board's going to be very, very busy today, I do predict.
Yeah, I would imagine a couple of comments would be on the offing today. Meanwhile, City Gulf Breeze is in the midst of having an e-bike safety ordinance change, right?
Well, we have been looking at this because, you know, if you go around Gulf Breeze, you see all of these people, you know, on e-bikes. And right now, e-bikes are just so much more powerful and faster than they used to be. So they're trying to kind of get some safety regulations. And they're really treated as bicycles, so they don't have a lot of regulations. The cities and the counties are able to add on to the regulations that are set by the state. And they do have an ordinance that we have in the paper for people to look at. They did have quite a few comments on it. I think they've come up with something that's going to be more safe. So, pick up the paper and read all those regulations. And the paper is available, of course, today, right. And it's also online.
And that's the one we were talking with Sam Abel about this. They did first reading, but second reading still coming later meeting. Is that the restrictions on where you use them and trying to get kids off of the ball fields and out of the park and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. It's yes. Back to school, which means they have, I've seen the stuff as I've been driving past. They've been working on painting their parking lots or their parking spaces at Gulf Breeze High.
Gulf Breeze High School. If you went by there at night, and I couldn't believe it was just like crazy. It was like a big carnival atmosphere. They had all these people out there with lights and trying to paint their parking spaces. It really is amazing that works of art that they do. Each person is responsible. If you're a senior, they get their own parking space and they get to adorn it however they want. And it is so exciting to see these kids out there. It's so much fun together, but the heat is a big consideration. So they've been doing it at night. So a lot of people are doing it during the day with tents. But it's really amazing how many people I saw out there at night. So,
yeah, it's. I mean, I was just doing a little yard work yesterday. It was brutal, and I thought it's not even 90 out. Good Lord, so that makes it. But this is such a cool thing. They've been doing it for several years now, and I always love to take a walk through, literally a walk through with my phone at some point, and you know, look at them because they come up with the most amazing stuff. It's fantastic. You also have a local dermatology organization, a group fined for fraud. Is that right?
Yes, and this was a shock to me, but. Dermatology group, it was Forefront Dermatology, which is also connected with Hanghold, had to pay $847,000 because they were allegedly violating a fraud by submitting falsely coded claims to Medicare for wound care. So they did pay a fine for $850,000 nearly. So they got a little slap on the wrist there. I'm sure that was not something I wanted to have publicized, but you know, if you are, you know, you have to be watching out for these things, and we don't want fraud. We're all paying for it, so we don't want them to pay for it. We don't want them to execute fraud.
You've got a good story about the bear that got shot in Navarre. You've got a good story about Civicon and growth in Santa Rosa County. All kinds of good. Like you said, the paper is very, very full. The Gulf Breeze News, published by Lisa Newell, who is the publisher, joins us every Thursday to give us a little taste of what's inside. Lisa, thanks for all the good reporting, and look forward to the paper, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you so much, and y'all, I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're on Davis Highway southbound approaching Olive Road, expect about a 7 to 9 minute congestion delay. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So if you have a business and you need to do video production, you know, like for a social media post of some kind, promotion, advertising, whatever the case may be, Pelican Drones. Now, you might think, well, I don't know how much aerial photography. That's not all they do. I mean, they do that. Most definitely, they do that. But anything that involves video, ground-based, air-based, whatever the case may be. And then the key is you own it. So you get all the raw material. They will do all the editing for you. If you need a 15-second, a 30-second, a minute, minute and a half, whatever the case may be, they'll take care of all that for you. And you pay by the time it takes them to do, you know, you buy them for an hour, buy them for a half day, whatever the case may be. But then you own it. So you can do with it after that whatever you want, which is kind of unique in their industry. But, you know, they do real estate, walkthroughs of properties, businesses, inspections. You know, if you want to do a pre-storm look around your whole house, you know, whatever the case may be. If you're just trying to get some exposure on social media and you want to do a video, they can do that. They work with Netflix and HGTV and, you know, Visit Alabama and the Blue Angels, and they do weddings. And just anything you can put a camera on and you just want to do it well, Pelican Drones can help you with that. Find out more at pelicandrones.com.
Saturday, August 16th, come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right, get 20 to 50 plus acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the Sneak Peek Land Sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 plus acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or visit creeksidepreserveal.com. creeksidepreserveal.com.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Kick back with your family and friends at the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for another Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Bring blankets and chairs for the movie Shrek, beginning at sunset. Plan to enjoy the Navarre Farmers Market Combs of Honey. Pick local and fresh produce, along with unique products every Saturday from 8 till noon at Highway 87 and Segura Corner. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
I swear to God, this has got to be a joke. Grandparents forgetting a birthday?
What's the premise of the video? Do you remember the video?
I can see it,
it's
but
Michael
I'm
Hutchins
just...
with the white poster board that he keeps
going through the
like the old Beatles video,
yes.
Right, where they did that too. So 821 News Radio 92.3, informative local 80s kids. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Another official from the Biden administration testifying today in the GOP probe on President Biden's mental fitness while he was in office. That probe has been focused on his alleged mental decline.
You know, just one time in my life, I would like for a chair of a House or Senate committee to be last name alien.
Okay.
And then when they conduct an investigation, we could describe it as an...
alien investigation.
An alien probe.
Oh, boy.
All right, I'm going to take that one back. That didn't work out the way I thought it would in my head. Go on, David.
Okay. United Airlines has resumed flights after resolving a technical issue that forced the FAA to issue ground stops for all United flights. The airline confirmed that it was a system error that caused the outage last night.
And what did we have? One flight here locally to Houston was canceled. That's the only one from United,
yeah.
I think, the only effect we had here.
This morning.
And a new study out says California's January wildfires may be linked to hundreds of deaths. The massive fires killed a confirmed 31 people in Los Angeles County. Wednesday, a research letter said that the county experienced 440 more deaths than typically expected, likely reflecting increased exposure to poor air quality.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 823 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, kind of, you know, we had talked previously, of course, we talked with Alex Andrade quite a bit. He's our state representative, and he was at the forefront of this conflict between the Hope Florida Foundation, the $10 million Centene settlement that got sidetracked to be anti-pot advertising money, basically, which should not have happened. And as he has said, was wire fraud and money laundering, and it's bad, and it still have never been explained. And this got the governor to retaliate against him and Michelle Salzman, although for her it was different issues with UWF. But you kind of remember all of this and the questions that have still not been answered. Well, Politico's got a new story out. In their story, the headline, newly released records linked to Hope Florida reignite intra-GOP political battle. And they talk about things like the $67 million settlement, which is three times the amount of actual damages to Florida. Do we owe some of that money back to the feds? Alex Andrade's frustration over not getting the records. And then here's where it gets kind of, you know, a little weird, is Alex has asked for the records, which apparently Politico got. and had not been ever, maybe, I guess, given to Alex, and also Peter Shores, who's a kind of a statewide political reporter. I always butcher his name, the last name, but and he says, yes, there is a Florida reporter who has a trove of new documents related to Hope Florida, but I believe they are on vacation. No other reporters do not have them, even though they have asked for them. And typically, it'd be weird for a public information request or a public records request to be only given to one reporter when many have asked for the same exact thing. And typically, perhaps illegally, what you would think is, well, they might be hoping to control the narrative and give it to one person first who might write the story a certain way. Just possible things to keep in mind. And, you know, are they basically commodities to be used in a certain way? So, you know, actually saw Rick Outsen had a good article about this morning, too. And he had said, Alex had posted on X, in April, I called John Gard and asked for the public records. He acknowledged the request, but I've never heard back since. It's shocking to read that James Uthmeyer's office would trade on public records like they were some commodity rather than follow the law. Ooh. Yeah.
Yikes.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in on Saturday, Peter. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
He's at Disney World. Okay. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, 477-8782. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are back flowing smoothly. So is 9 Mile, Highway 29, and Highway 98 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I got to tell you, I love some of the listener feedback we get on the text line. And a lot of what gets texted in and I don't share on the air, sometimes there's too much to share. Sometimes it's just not really for air. I'm just going to tell you, too, that made me have to laugh. One person texted in with a, you know, ha, 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 alien probe. I'm glad that made one person laugh. And somebody else texted in with the foreign exchange student from 16 Candles hanging his head over the bed. What's happening? Hot stuff, right? Because we played a 16 Candles clip earlier when I can't believe the grandparents forgot. The stuff that catches your attention out of the show that you find entertaining enough to give feedback to us on, it makes me chuckle all the time. So I do appreciate all of that, and I'm glad you guys send us so much stuff. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, an outstanding source for great quality used cars, cars that are maybe a year to 4 years young, you know, 10 to 40 or 50,000 miles, they're going to last you a long time, and they will even warranty them to 10 years or 100,000 miles because they know the goal at Frontier is not to just have one transaction with you. Look, if you're only going to ever see somebody one time, you just got to treat them good enough to get them out the door having given you their money, right? The way you feel when you go to most used car places is like they're just trying to get the most out of you that one time. Well, Frontier is trying to serve you for like the next 30 years. They want you a lifetime customer. So the difference in what, you know, philosophers call a single iteration versus repeat iteration is you are nicer in repeat iterations. You treat people better because you know you have to come back and come back. That's the goal. They want you to come back and back and back as opposed to just one time. And you can tell the difference immediately if you've ever bought a car anywhere and then you buy it for Frontier, you're like, oh, this does feel kind of different. So that's why I love them. That's why I promote them and talk about them. I think they're fantastic. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. No break here. Okay.
You're pointing at me, and I'm like, well, what do we do now, sir?
Habits. Oh, my God. It's so funny. All right. I didn't know this was in the development. Maybe you did already, John. I feel like I might be a little behind the curve on this one, so I apologize. Did you know that The Passion of the Christ is coming out with a sequel?
I had heard about that.
And not just one.
Oh, no. I only knew about one.
Two sequels. Two sequels. And apparently, Jim Caviezel is going to play Jesus. So he's still back as Jesus of Nazareth, although at 56, it's going to be hard for him to play a 30-year-old, 33-year-old. But it's fine. Maya Morgenstern is Mary. Francesco DeVito is Peter. Monica Bellucci, who you might know from the Matrix movies, as Mary Magdalene. It's supposed to be, the follow-up is it is supposed to be at after the resurrection. So, of course,
right.
You know, the Passion of the Christ ends with, the crucifixion. And this will be the resurrection. And then 40 days later, they're going to release the third movie, which is about the ascension.
Oh, that's going to be good.
So it's supposed to be like
that's going
to
be good.
It's the weird full trilogy of the gospel, I guess. So very interesting. I'm definitely going to enjoy watching that. And Jim Caviezel basically, he says there are things that I cannot say that will shock the audience, but I'll tell you this much: the film he's going to do is going to be the biggest film in history. It's that good. Hey, I'll take it. I'm eager to see it. 437-1620, 437-1620. Of course, we had this horrible attack at the fort in Georgia, and I don't have a lot to add to, if you've heard the news, you've seen it's terrible. Other members of the Army tackled him and got him under control. He is a sergeant. He used a private weapon. He shot five people. Looks like they're all going to recover, thank God. No motive for the attack. No real, what happened. They're at least we don't know yet. I did have a big conversation yesterday, the day before, about the bias in journalism reporting about members of the military. Like, you mentioned their military record as though that's relevant. Well, in this case, obviously. somebody might say, well, I thought Andrew would... But, sir, you realize that when it's on a military base by active duty at his workplace, it's somewhat relevant to mention he's a sergeant. That is not a problem.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump posting tariffs are flowing into the U.S. at levels not even thought possible.
Tariffs will be between 10 and 41% applied to nearly 70 countries. These import taxes will reach a level not seen in this country in nearly a century.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has assigned tariffs kick in. The Kremlin wants a meeting, and President Trump agrees to a Vladimir Putin sit down if it's tied to a Ukraine peace deal. The president to sign an executive order to allow 401ks to invest in alternate assets like crypto and real estate. Apologies to travelers from United Airlines back in the skies after a temporary ground stop when its Unimatic tech system failed.
We're ready to go home. We have family waiting for us, and I feel like there should have been a little more advanced notice than me having
some
to find out.
Some customers will get hotel expenses. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 79. We've got partly cloudy skies in Pensacola today. The mother of the man that shot and killed Brooklyn Sims at a Pensacola Home Depot in 2023 has been found guilty of being principal to first-degree murder. A jury found 52-year-old Sheila Agee guilty on that charge yesterday. Evidence showed she encouraged her son, Keith Agee, to kill Sims, even provided him with directions to the store where the shooting happened. Keith Agee was found guilty of first-degree premeditated murder in December of 2023. Sheila Agee now faces a mandatory life sentence in her case. A 29-year-old man from Pensacola was arrested after leading FHP troopers on a high-speed chase yesterday. That incident started on Highway 29 when FHP says they noticed a suspect speeding at 95 miles per hour. After attempting to evade the trooper by turning onto County Road 95A, the driver reportedly lost control, then crashed into a wooded area. FHP says 29-year-old Tavares Shaquille Amel Moses attempted to flee on foot, but was apprehended after a trooper used a taser on him. Moses was taken to the hospital for a precautionary evaluation. He now faces multiple charges, including felony fleeing and eluding, resisting an officer, and multiple traffic violations. He remains in the Escambia jail on $14,000 bond. Senator Ashley Moody and Education Secretary Linda McMahon were in Tampa this week. They were taking a bit of a victory lap, talking about the big, beautiful bill and what they believe it'll do to enhance school choice and parental rights. Moody says it'll put parents in the driver's seat for their kids' education. It'll also set up a foundation for a tax credit scholarship, which could go into effect in January of 2027.
This is not federal dollars. This is private donations that goes to these tax credit scholarships. It's encouraging people to give to those that might need a different educational opportunity and foundation based on their specific needs.
And Moody says states would have to opt in for that scholarship, and she's confident Florida will be ahead of the curve on that. Well, one state vehicle insurer is facing an issue.
While saying it's reduced Florida's auto insurance rates twice, Progressive Insurance says it could top a state limit on profits. Now, to understand this a little bit better, Florida has an excessive profit law to limit profits that auto insurers can make over three-year periods. Progressive says it's just too early to tell whether it will exceed the limit this year. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. A Jacksonville man is accused of hurting five soldiers in a shooting at a military base in Georgia. Cornelius Radford allegedly opened fire at Fort Stewart yesterday. None of the victims were killed. They are all expected to survive. Three of them required surgery. Radford is stationed there as an automated logistics sergeant with the 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team. So far, no word on a motive. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Seeing some minor delays right now on I-10 eastbound as you approach the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone. Davis Highway approaching Olive Road southbound. Some minor delays there. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We do have a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping to 74. For Friday, 40% chance of rain, high near 89. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Going into Saturday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 89 and a low near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 79 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies right now in Pensacola. And your money now. This morning, markets opening up after markets are opening up after President Trump's chip tariffs have brought exemptions. The Dow up 272 points right now at 44,465. S&P up 40 points at 63,85. NASDAQ up 187.5 points at 21,357. Looking at our 10-year bond rate, down just slightly today, 4.233%. Gold prices up 25.80 at 34.5920. Silver up 69 cents at 38.58. And Bitcoin up 1,300 today at 116,620. The rest of the crypto market following suit. Looks like Ethereum's up about 160 bucks. Solana up 350. Dogecoin up almost a cent today. XRP up 7 cents as well. President Trump's tariffs are now in effect. Christine Romans reports that import taxes will reach levels not seen in decades.
On social media, the president's celebrating the tariffs, which will hit 90 countries. The U.S. imposing a baseline 10% tax on most countries' exports, but the tariffs on products from many, like Canada, Brazil, and some European countries, will be higher.
The tariffs will affect a wide variety of products, including appliances, cars, food, and furniture. More Americans than expected found themselves filing first-time claims for unemployment last week. The Labor Department says it received 226,000 initial requests for the week that ended August 2nd. That's up 7,000 from the previous week's revised total. Uber's in talks with banks and private equity firms to get the cash they need to expand into the robo-taxi business. The company's been making partnerships with automakers to build its footprint in the self-driving taxi industry. In the meantime, though, the company says it plans to use some of its annual $7 billion in cash flow to deploy robo-taxis. They currently offer rides in Austin and in Atlanta. 8:38, our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repair, repairs or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Pennair Credit Union's high-yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at pennair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, Pennair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield, with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thank you, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all, no duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve, especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions, because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh. Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
You know, the other day we were talking about things you carry in your pocket, and it got me thinking about a sort of a variant on that question, and it's this one, is do you carry business cards? 437-1620, do you carry business cards and give them out? I have a very particular answer on this, but it's a practice that sort of, I think, used to be a lot more standard and has become less so over the years, but I'm just curious. 437-1620, do you carry them? Do you like to get them? Do you like when people give you business cards? John?
Okay.
Talk to me about business cards for a second.
Well, I don't do the physical ones anymore. That's been like, you know, 15 years since I've done that. But the virtual ones are so much easier. You just tap someone's phone. Hey, you've got my contact information.
You Apple people. All right, fine.
Well, no, it can happen with the Androids too. We just have to have special, yeah.
Green text.
I know,
text,
and I have to show you.
It.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So so you have a digital one that you just give it to them on their phone like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that was a thing. So
even the lieutenant yesterday, scanned a QR code of his, and boom, I had all of his information.
Nice. I didn't even know about that. So I'm learning something. That's exciting. So no, but yes.
Correct. That's why I didn't know how to.
Yeah, how do you answer it? Okay, Meg, are you a business card person?
Well, I know this is going to come as a shock to everyone.
I don't really know where we're going with this. I'm eager to find out.
Oh, gosh.
437-1620, by the way. Our text line is working again today. Thank you, tech people.
Okay. I've used business cards my whole career until this job, because I did not receive any for this particular position. I don't think it's really necessary. In the last year or two when I was at the chamber, started doing the QR codes with some folks, but I still think there's something to handing them a business card. There's something about
that. There's something about that it's an important human ritual.
I like it, and I still had I had a Rolodex, two Rolodexes for years, which as a joke I brought into.
I believe it's Rolodex eyes.
Yeah. I brought them into the chamber as a joke because everybody was laughing at it. However, I still had a notebook, and I put all the business cards in the notebook, and I could always look it up. I love them still. I don't know. Maybe I know. I'm old school, but I just think they're great.
I'm just curious. 437.
I like to look, see the logo. I'm a very visual person.
You like the art and the feel and the texture of the paper.
It tells me a lot about the person if they haven't put any time into it. If it's just sort of a half, then I know that they haven't.
Half what?
you know.
Yeah, let's go into this.
Then I know that it's a sign of professionalism to me.
Okay.
But if it looks good, it's got all the information. I don't know.
So if it's thick with script and it's raised up print and everything, then
if
you just kind of get, you know,
time to
there's
put
a part
it together,
of your art background where you're like, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Nailed it. All right, fair enough.
I put time into making my virtual one.
Okay, well, and I'm not. That's
my phone's pretty thick,
I am not unaware that they are now obsolete.
John is feeling a little defensive this morning. It's okay.
I'm not unaware that they're obsolete now. Most people don't use them anymore. I get that.
I don't carry business cards.
I never did in radio.
My boss, if he's listening right now, Dave is losing his mind to hear me say that. But you should always carry business cards. I'll tell you, here's the very simple reason why. The only piece of information that is of any value to somebody else about me is my cell number.
Oh, yeah.
That is the only piece of information.
Not your email?
It's on bathroom walls.
What's an email? Yeah. Who cares? Well, it's pointless.
I know there are people that still communicate
that
way.
That's fine. It's not of any value for communicating with me. You don't want my email. You don't need my email. And by the way, the phone is not really for phone calls, usually for text, okay? But anyway, here's the thing. I'm going to give you my cell phone number, or more likely, if I'm exchanging numbers, hey, give me yours. I type it in, I send them a text, and we're done.
Right.
And I don't really like to even get a business card because to me it's just trash. No. I'm just gonna throw it out, or it's gonna sit on my desk and then it's gonna move to the bookshelf. And then it's gonna move from the bookshelf to the trash.
You don't have a business card system. That's why.
Yeah, I mean it's in my phone or it doesn't exist. That's all there is to it.
As I said.
I have no system.
Correct.
That's accurate. I
so
have no system at all.
If you
That's
have a
right.
system, can be very helpful.
And frankly, the nicer card stock, mm-hmm. thicker ones, I just mostly find those pretentious.
Oh, well.
Painful because it's going to go in my pocket and then it's going to stick my leg when I move my leg wrong.
I don't know what kind of business cards you're getting.
I know. That's why I'm wondering.
I've never had one so thick that it was going to cause me pain in my leg.
I mean, you need a better class of friends. John Pickens.
Oh, snap.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Nice.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA. Their bulk waste services now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98 are actually all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I can't believe I'm going to say this on the radio.
Me
but
either.
I am about to say this on the radio.
Okay.
When did they start making the font size on business cards so small that nobody can read it?
Oh, now let's not go there. That's because you don't have your glasses on.
And the answer is they haven't changed the font size on the business cards.
Correct.
But some of us don't see as well as we used to.
May need stronger glasses.
And it's a real thing. Like the business cards are printed in it's not a high contrast color
and all that
kind of stuff.
That's when your arm is very helpful.
Yeah.
You stretch it out.
I can see the number out there.
You'll hold the card out.
Yeah, I got it.
But then they do like these clever things where it's ivory cardstock and a like gray silver print. And you're like, I can't even, get my phone out, take a picture, blow it. That's the kind of thing that you wind up doing. 437-1620. Do you carry business cards? Do you hand them out? Do you like to receive them? Are you an aficionado like Meg is? Or are you a...
I don't anymore, put it that way.
Are you a destroyer of cards like I am? Or are you out of the digital system like John is? We've got everybody's represented here. Let's see. 437-1620. Somebody says, I have a wallet full of them. Okay. John says, no, I just share my contact, which is probably your way, John, not my way.
That's the way of the future, no doubt.
I think it is.
No doubt.
I will say this. What I do is I say, they give me their number, I type it into my phone, and then I show it to them. Is that right?
But
to avoid the typo.
To verify it? I mean, they're standing right there. They would get the text, right?
Well, no, but before I send them a text.
Well, just send it. If they don't get it, then
so
you'll know.
So some rando is going to get a text from
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Hey, Jimmy, nice to meet you today. Thanks for...
And I would be the guy that would respond back to you. Yeah,
I think for years that I had the right contact. I don't have nor ever had business cards, but I do like getting them. Oh, okay. I do give them out because it's required by my employer, but I think it's almost completely a waste. I'm in sales. I actually feel sometimes like it's you know, when you're walking through a busier town and somebody's giving out flyers mm-hmm. and you don't want them,
mm-hmm.
That's sometimes how I feel about business cards. It's like, I don't want this. I try not to be rude about it, but the people give them out just like.
No, I never did that. It
almost
was always,
like they're foisting them on me or something like that.
No, I think for me it was always as a result of a conversation.
Afterwards.
Yes.
I've known you well enough where now we're at the business card point in
Correct.
This relationship.
Yes, I think so.
I'm taking it to the next level of paper products.
Go ahead. Make fun of me.
I'm
ahead.
Not.
Yes,
I'm embellishing. I'm not mocking.
Yeah.
Mostly. So somebody mm-hmm. says, I carried them as a minister and I appreciate getting one. Husband is also a no. Let's see. But yes, a user of business cards. .com app is one of his favorite toys. Is that .com app?
.com
app? Okay. All right. Fair enough. Not familiar with that one. Is that the one you use to switch?
I use a different one.
Oh, okay. You want to say what it is? The matter?
I don't want to give them free advertising.
All right, fine. I have business cards in my work vehicle. I distribute them only to the contacts at the business I service. Actually, you know what I do use? I used to use business cards for like taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to remember something, but now I have my phone. I just write it in my phone. So I don't even use them for that anymore. I got a business card because I want, I got a business card because I want to win some free lunches. That's what my business card says.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that one. You drop it in the fishbowl.
Yeah, that's a chamber events. you definitely need them for chamber
potential events. Potential lunch winner, give me a call. Maybe we'll have lunch if I'm lucky. That's funny.
That's good.
If you don't have business cards, you may not have seen American Psycho. Okay, all right. I do appreciate receiving them, and I keep the ones that are important to me. And somebody else says, what is a business card? Business cards are great for using the plane back to label file cabinets. They fit perfectly in the slot. Or if you've got, you know, a whistle in your car because the pieces are rubbling together and you got to shim it in there in your dashboard or something. I do carry business cards. It's like George's exploding wallet from Seinfeld.
Oh.
Right? And being in the trade show industry, you need cards to look back at and know who you all met at the show. If you put everyone in, I wouldn't remember everyone after the show is over. Okay, fair enough. So there you go.
See, he has a system.
Yeah. Oh, nicely done. All right. Hey, if you're thinking about buying a house, selling a house, getting a vacation rental or a regular rental, or just changing, like, you know, the kids are grown, it's time to downsize. Maybe you want a condo for the first time ever. You don't want to have to mow your own lawn. You know, whatever the case may be. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're just fantastic at this. They sell about 3.5-4 homes every single week after week. So experience, they know what the market's doing. They can help answer your questions, help think of better questions for you to ask, and just make sure you get what you want in the end and not just what you kind of think is the thing that'll solve whatever issue you're trying to solve. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Stared at me through the window. I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Tight and party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
You don't get to me. No, you don't know.
This is kind of an odd little note. The FDA, you know, the Food and Drug Administration, is considering lowering the threshold of sugar content in order to be able to call something legally orange juice. Now, first of all, I did not know that we had become France on this. You know, France has all these rules about when you can't, you know, we can call it champagne or not, and they have proprietary control of these labels. I didn't know there were parameters for legally being able to call it orange juice. I suppose I should have known that as a journalist here in the great state of Florida, but I did not. And apparently what they're thinking about doing is changing the threshold from right now it is 10.5% sugar is what it needs to have, and they want it to be 10% sugar because oranges in the state of Florida are less sugary than they used to be. And because of, I guess, citrus greening and or other things, it's meant to not exclude, you know, the FDA is just trying to be inclusive, in the state of Florida and making sure that we can continue to call oranges oranges, because if it's the juice comes from a 10.25% sugar, then it would no longer qualify. They say you can't tell the difference. You know, you can't tell the difference between 10.25 and 10.5. Test me, you know.
Yeah, bring the samples.
So I just thought it was an odd little story. Tree stress and maladies such as citrus greening and other diseases have led to a slow, though nominal, degradation in... Well, who wrote this? That's great writing. Drew Dixon. I'll give him credit for that. That's Florida Politics. I think that's who that wrote that. Anyway, has led to a degradation in sugar levels and citrus grown throughout Florida, even with those challenges, along with hurricanes and seasonal freezes. Citrus still accounts for 32,000 jobs and $6.9 billion, that's billion with a B, economic impact in Florida. Of course, the citrus crop is down. Oh, what is the number? I'm going to ballpark it here. 200 million boxes or billion, I forget. Maybe it's billion boxes. Whatever the number is, it's enormous what it used to be at the height, say, you know, 30 years ago, and we're now at 10 or 20 versus 200, it's like 90% down from what it used to be. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-1, 10, Highway 90, 9 Mile, even Highway 29 are flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Adana Elder is here with us. She's got her headphones on, and she didn't know she was going to be on the mic this morning. But hey, Adana.
Good morning.
Adana is a dear friend. She's one of my best friends, and she owns a Mathnasium, and she's doing Pep Talk coming up next. You going to tell people about math and how you can teach their kids to do the thing that most kids can't do these days?
I sure hope so. Otherwise, I'm in the wrong place this morning and I should leave.
If you ever hear me moaning about math and people's inability to do math, I'm always thinking of Adana and our conversations. We've had many conversations about this. And when I try to do math on the radio...
Well, let's just... Yeah.
You mean like counting business cards?
Hey!
Oh!
Wow. Oh!
Gosh. I heard counting cards was illegal. Wow.
Meg just sitting there waiting, you know, the sidekick and waiting. All right, fine. I got you. Oh, do I have time to get into I think maybe I do. Have you, you've heard of FOMO, right? Fear of missing out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of FAFO?
Nope.
F around and find out.
Oh.
FAFO. Okay. You tend to hear that as a kind of a, hey, don't mess around, right? Well, there's a different kind of FAFO these days, and it is FAFO parenting. And it's not a warning, as in, don't do that. It's a orientation or a philosophy about parenting that allows kids to make the mistakes, as in, let them F around and find out. Like, you know, they'll learn. That's how you learn stuff. And it reminds me of, there's this TV show from maybe a couple decades ago called Titus, the comedian Chris Titus, he did. Stacey Keach was in it. And there's this one of my all-time favorite little scenes in a TV show where, and Stacey Keach was the classic old-time neglectful slash abusive alcoholic parent who would ridicule the son and make fun of him, you know, created psychological disorders and all this. But one of them, he's got him, the kid is getting ready to put a penny into the electrical outlet, okay? And the mom is there and getting ready to stop him.
Tommy worships my dad because he didn't have to grow up with him. He didn't have to run the gauntlet. A mother will give you knowledge. A father makes you earn knowledge.
Don't do that, sweetheart. It's dangerous.
No, wait. Well, go on. Yeah.
But you're not going to do that again now, are you?
Oh, I'm bad. Yep. Yep.
And that really is, by the way, a female-male difference, typically.
Oh, yes.
Right?
You like, know, go ahead, try
mom,
it.
Mom typically is, you know, keep them safe, protect them, and dad's like, I don't know, might learn something here. You know, this could be educational. So, FAFO is the idea that parents can ask and warn and protect, but if a child breaks the rules, they're not standing in the way of the repercussions. You don't want to bring your raincoat, you get to walk home in a downpour. You didn't feel like having lasagna for dinner because you weren't hungry then? Well, you can make it through to breakfast and endure a little bit of hunger. You left your toy on the floor again? Guess what? It's in the trash under the lasagna you didn't eat. You
know? Oh, you know? Wow. Well, I need to talk to your son again.
You know, they left their bike behind the car.
Mm-hmm.
One attitude would be move it out of the way for him. Another attitude would be look at how you're down a mangled bike. You know, I mean, I can see some of this as teaching, because if they never experience consequences, in the worst examples, you've bubble wrapped them, and that's no good, because they're going to get out in the world and find out that there are consequences of things. At the same time, it is hard to sit there and watch them electrocute themselves, which that's not the ideal example, but if they never burn their hand on the stove, they never learn the stove is hot, right?
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3.